Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from St. Paul's letter to the congregation at Philippi, the third chapter, beginning with verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. All over the United States, you will find large statues as if they are trophies to the victory of World War II. 16 million Americans served in that war. Close to 500,000 gave their lives to protect our nation. And that tremendous victory was celebrated when those soldiers came back, and many communities started to build monuments and put up statues, as if you might say, to be trophies to that tremendous victory. It's hard to think of anything in our nation's history in the last 100 years that has had a greater impact on people's lives, a greater impact of victory that has had a greater impact. Many of us follow sports teams, and when our sports teams that we love win victories, it's fun to have bragging rights and might change the kind of clothes we buy for a few weeks or what posters we put on our walls, but it really doesn't do anything for us. It does give us a good sense and a good feeling, but that soon goes away with the next year. Trophies are awarded to actors and actresses who do well in certain movies. The Oscars is a big program every year. Some people even have special mantles built. It may help them get another movie contract, but it doesn't really have much of a lasting impact for people. Maybe in your life you even have some little sports trophies or things for music or theater or something else that you've done, a little award that you have still in your room, either here or at home. I still got a little ribbon that I won at a Camp Olympics when I was in sixth grade. It's fading away and falling apart. But very few victories in our lives last. Very few victories have a lasting impact. But when it comes to our Lord's defeat of the devil in the grave, that has a lasting impact. It's a victory that has tremendous lasting impact into people's lives, and especially for those who cling to him by faith. So let's notice some of those today. Our Lord's victory, first of all, provides you with confidence. Confidence when it comes time to face God. Confidence before God in a couple ways. First of all, to know that it's your flesh and blood brother that has now gone through the grave and come out victorious on the other side, proving that he really is divine. And that means that the one that the Holy Spirit has caused you to grab onto by faith is the living God, not just some great man in history, which he was, but more than that, truly the living God. One of the reasons that our thinking, our reason, has such a hard time with the resurrection is because it baffles us. It's one of those great laws of this fallen world that because of death being so prevalent, and because we've never seen somebody come back to life from the dead with our own eyes, it's something that really baffles us and troubles us. And sometimes even we as Christians who believe in Christ's resurrection, we still stumble on this a little bit because it's just such an enormous thing to conquer. What greater proof could God Almighty in heaven have given to you and me that Christ really is his Son than the resurrection from the dead? What an amazing event. God brought him back to life from the dead. The Son became alive again and is still alive today. St. Paul says he was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. So first of all, we gain confidence that the one that we have our faith around really is God. If he's just a great prophet or great teacher, it's meaningless. He might as well be Gandhi. He might as well be Muhammad. They're all dead. But if he's truly God, This has meaning for us. And also it should give us confidence that the sins that all of us have before God have now been paid for. The payment for our sin has been accepted by God. Every time you take your credit card and swipe it through a machine, a little transaction takes place that takes now only seconds, used to take sometimes minutes, sometimes days, depending on what you were buying. Basically, what happens is that the information on that little card, on the payment that you make when you swipe it, has to now get verified going back to the source of that money. And it only takes seconds electronically to get verified, and it comes back and gives an approval at that cash register. But there's that brief little time after you swiped your card when you're waiting. You've made the payment, and now you're waiting to see if it'll be accepted. When the Son of God laid his life out on the cross on Good Friday and shed his holy blood as the payment for you to get into heaven someday, to atone for every one of your sins, he went into the grave for a pausing, waiting period, waiting to see if this payment he made would now be accepted on your behalf. And the sunrise of Easter Sunday morning and his empty grave is God's acceptance of that payment. St. Paul says that Christ was raised to life for our justification, to give you and me the confidence before God that we know that all the things we've ever done wrong in our life that trouble our conscience and make us afraid of Judgment Day, that's all been wiped clean. That's all been wiped away through Christ. And another thing we get from Easter and from this victory of our Lord is confidence when facing your own grave. Knowing of Christ's resurrection, as the disciples did, his own followers that were in his immediate circle, it shouldn't surprise us that they were all willing to go out and die. As far as we know, everyone but one ended up dying for the sake of proclaiming this marvelous truth to the world, and as if to say, go ahead, take my life if you have to, but I'm not giving this up. This is worth much more than that. It should not surprise us that early Christians who knew them and listened to them and met these early eyewitnesses were not even willing to take a quarter size amount of wheat in their palm and lay it in front of a pagan altar as if to renounce Christ, because their faith clinging to him and what it meant for their future was way too important. It shouldn't surprise us that early Christians were willing to just die one after another, be thrown to wild animals, to never let go of this Christ. Notice in our text, St. Paul says to us believers, our citizenship is in heaven. The word citizenship is a word that's probably better translated commonwealth. It has to do with a place where we are cared for, where we're going to be taken care of. Isn't that a beautiful word? It doesn't mean that you just belong there as a citizen, but it's where you get taken care of. And notice he doesn't say our citizenship will be in heaven. Doesn't say it might be in heaven or there's a good chance. It is right now because of the empty grave. Everybody in this room who's holding on to Christ by faith, you have right now citizenship in heaven. You're just not there yet to enjoy it, but someday you will through faith in him. Our text says that God will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to be like Christ's glorious body. Just get your mind around that statement. I'm going to read it again. Christ will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body. Just think what that means for you and me someday coming out of our graves. And finally this, the empty grave of Christ gives us confidence. His victory gives us confidence when we face anything that's coming up in our future, anything in this life that's going to be difficult or challenge us. As Paul said to the believers in Rome, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who gave up his own son, will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? If he has the power over your grave, if he has the power to open the gates of heaven for you and to make you right with a holy God, don't you think he's going to take care of you with the things in this life? So all the things that we do in this life, everything you might accomplish, all the trophies you might win in your life, all the great things you might do are ultimately underwritten and undergirded by the resurrection of your Savior and the tremendous confidence this gives you as you go forward. Many of those Oscar trophies given out by the Academy Awards Committee, many of those have been lost. There have been over 3,000 given out through the years. A number of them have been sold down to others, passed on to family members that have broken them or lost them. Steven Spielberg apparently is trying to recover many of these and going and buying them, sometimes to the tune of more than $500,000 to purchase them. Hollywood right now is building a six-story museum out in Hollywood to house many of the things in tribute to these great movie stars and everything. But, you know, ultimately all these trophies are meaningless. All of them, and the building, the museum they're going to build, is all going to fall apart someday. All the trophies you have in your life, all the successes we have in our life, as great as they are, they're finally going to fade away to nothing. But Christ, your brother, is the living trophy of this victory. He is alive today. And all those who cling to him by faith benefit from his resurrection just as he did. So whatever you have in your life, whatever you have of value in your life, whatever you can accomplish in your life, go. Spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all. Amen.